Bob Boylan talks to musicians for a living. He's the founder of All Songs Considered, and for a while he has asked many musicians the same question.
What is the song that changed your life?
Their answers fill his new book, Your Song Changed My Life, 35 Beloved Artists on Their Journey and the Music That Inspired It. Hi, Bob.
Hello, hello.
Why this one question?
I've been fascinated for a long time about what is it that inspires people to become what they are, and in particular, because I talk to musicians, like, how do you do this? Why are you playing a guitar? Why are you writing poetry?
You begin this book with the song that changed your life.
A Day in the Life by the Beatles. I watched the Beatles, heard the Beatles, because I'm old, as they unfolded.
In the moment.
So I saw and heard the early I Want to Hold Your Hand, simple pop song, to only 3.5 years later be this complicated, orchestrated piece of music, A Day in the Life, which was two songs put together. The first is John Lennon right here. Listen to this opening line.
I read the news today, oh boy.
And he's talking about Tara Brown, this heir to the Guinness fortune who dies in a car crash. Tragic story. Life ends like that. Then later in the song, you hear this bouncy little thing that Paul McCartney writes.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
And then this incredible orchestration. John Lennon said to George Martin, their producer, I want it to sound like the end of the world. And George Martin created something out of an orchestra by dubbing it over like four times. It's chaos. I never heard anything quite as extraordinary as all of that.
So a young Bob Boylan hears this song. Where does it take you? How did it change your life?
Well, I wanted to seek and hear more music that's new and exciting, and I still do that every day of my job here at All Songs Considered.
In this book, some musicians pick inspirations that sound like them. Rock players pick rock bands. Folk singers pick folk musicians.
Lucinda Williams, in fact, picked Bob Dylan. You say, well,
they sound like each other,
yeah,
sure.
I get that.
I hear that. One that does not follow expectations is Trey Anastasio of the band Phish. This is a band that stands on stage and improvises for hours and hours on end. They play outdoor festivals. They have a rabid fan base.
I just expected, I don't know.
Grateful Dead, a jam band.
Yeah, of course.
Something that sounds like Phish.
We had a conversation right here at NPR. He picked Leonard Bernstein and a piece of music from West Side Story. It's like, huh? How does that happen? What is the connection?
Let's listen to what he told you.
I remember being in fourth grade, and my mom had given me a record player, and I listened to all these Broadway recordings, and the one that got me was West Side Story. I used to listen to the ending, and it was so emotional. And what happens is she sings, a boy like that will kill your brother.
Forget that boy and find another.
One of your own kind, sick to your own kind. And then he dies, Tony dies, and she's leaning over his body. And what he does is, this is the part that used to kill me. It goes, doo, 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 and the, boom, the basses are low. And then it modulates up, but the basses don't, to a key where it's dissonant. So at the end, when they're doing somewhere, boom. And it's like a minor third, and then somewhere, boom, and then it goes up again, boom. And it feels completely unhinged and unsatisfying, and the play ends. And it's just heart-wrenching. And when I went into college, I always would go back to that, and that there's room to use all the elements of music in popular music. That's the reason I'm telling this whole story.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to the first Phish album, it's all these long composed things, and you can use the literacy to wring more emotion out of a song.
So you can hear his excitement, right? But what it boils down to and how it relates to Phish is that understanding music theory the way Trey Anastasio came to know it is part of everything Phish does.
Bob Boylan of NPR's All Songs Considered podcast, congratulations on the new book. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Ari.
The book is called Your Song Changed My Life, and we'll hear more musicians talking about the songs that changed their lives in the weeks to come.